Senate Republican leader Trent Lott today sought to bring a 2-week ordeal for himself and his party to an end. In a surprise announcement, Lott said he is stepping down from the leadership post he's held for the past 6 years. Tennessee Republican Bill Frist appears certain to be the Senate's new majority leader when Congress returns next month. NPR's David Wellna reports.
Lott gave up the struggle to hang on to his job by releasing a terse statement late this morning. It was a move whose timing caught even the White House by surprise. Without making any reference to the politically explosive, racially tinged remark he made 2 weeks ago, Lott said he would not seek to be majority leader in the upcoming 108th Congress. He said he would remain, though, in the Senate. Virginia Republican George Allen, who earlier this week called Lott and urged him to step down for the good of his party, said today the Republicans can now move forward.
This is a day that the United States Senate, with Trent Lott's resignation, has buried graveyard dead and gone the days of discrimination and segregation. Those days are gone and gone forever.
Not one of his colleagues today said Lott should have stayed on as leader. But at the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer continued to insist that President Bush, who publicly rebuked Lott a week ago but did not call for him to step down, had not changed his stance.
The president did not think that Trent Lott needed to resign. Trent Lott has come to this conclusion, and the president respects it. The president is going to continue to work with Trent Lott.
The White House has taken pains to appear uninvolved in the GOP Senate leadership crisis. But Bill Frist, whose challenge to Lott's leadership appears to have hastened Lott's exit, worked closely with White House political adviser Karl Rove as chair of the drive to restore Republican control in the Senate. Though some independent-minded senators consider such close White House ties as a drawback for Frist, New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici does not.
You know, this kind of concern that the president is his friend, I would think that the better for the country if somebody gets to be leader here and is a good friend of the president that's in office. What's wrong with that?
Many senators today publicly pledged their support for Frist, and no others stepped forward to challenge his bid to be majority leader. Frist, who greeted reporters briefly today with Virginia Senator John Warner, had little to say.
I'm not going to be doing any press conference or anything formal. We're working out everything within the caucus.
Sure.
John Warner and I have been talking today, and I'll continue to be talking to my colleagues on the phone nonstop pretty much as we work out and come to some resolution where we're going.
GOP senators are to meet January 6th, if not sooner, to choose a new leader. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle today said Lott was right to resign, but he warned that Lott's successor must go beyond merely disavowing Lott's words and instead embrace policies that promote genuine healing and opportunity for all Americans. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.